This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's the drive.
That is Derek's dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovey Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
It's got nothing to do with that. You know that's the case. Hey, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante, Derek Piper by my side. Chris Thomas right next to me, Illinois volleyball coach. We're going to visit with him here in a moment. We've got McLean Stahl from Game Day Spirits going to join us on, of course, on location. We're on the Neal Street Game Day Spirit, not downtown or not down on Green Street. So I'm guessing McLean's going to chat a little bit about the bowl apparel we've got. We got Illinois, Michigan. We'll talk about tonight. Mettler mix-up coming up later. Matthew Gordon will join us here. Derek, any big free agent signings today? Or is
I thought I've heard of, huh?
Is Garrett Cole, is he starting to spend his
He's
cash?
He's counting his money right now, yeah. He's got a long time to do so.
Is he going to shave his beard, I guess, for $300 million?
I wouldn't.
I think I would do whatever for $300 million. It's like, all right, I'll take it. So we'll talk a little baseball. Cardinals haven't done anything. Cubs haven't traded Chris Bryant.
Not quite yet.
So I guess if you're a Cubs fan, you're still excited about that. Talk plenty about Game Day Spirit today. I can't wait to do this. But right now, let's welcome in Illinois volleyball coach Chris Thomas, who is with us now. Coach, how are you?
Wish we were playing right now. Doing good. It's we knew this year was not going to be the same as last year. Expectations still high that we make the tournament and that we're able to make a good push. And we made about as good as ruckus as we could in that first round. But Utah's a tough team. They proved that by knocking off BYU the next night pretty handily. So we knew that they're a tough matchup, and ideally we don't want to be in those positions where we're getting those tough matchups. But you know, we replaced two All-Americans and freshman setter and
right.
Freshman middle come in and take heavy minutes, heavy load, and we had a lot of injuries this year, which wasn't like the other 2 years. So I was going through the season with the TV announcer last week, and I was like, well, actually, yeah, we've thrown out about 8 different lineups over the course of the season, which isn't ideal.
No.
So all things considered, how the year played out, how the year rolled out, I was so proud of the team. We fought every single step of the way. We were in a lot of big-time matches. We always talk about winning 3 sets by 2 points.
Yep.
We just happened to be 2 points on the wrong end this year, but I'm happy that we were there. You know, we can't go from getting swept and getting routed to all of a sudden just being there. So we're still a very good volleyball team. Big Ten's the toughest conference in the country. You got 5 teams and advancing to the Sweet 16 right now, and which has been standard for the last 6 or 7 years in the Big Ten, and finished just outside of that range this year, still made it the tournament, and like I said, I'm still very proud of our performance once we got there. Would have loved to win, but
absolutely,
you don't always get to do that. So
I want to work backwards. The seeding that you got, I know you guys were after the last loss of the season to Northwestern. You know, there was a little suspense of getting in the tournament, mm-hmm. but you got in. Were you okay with the seeding you got in terms of going to Utah? I mean, I know last year was ideal. You went all rounds until the Final Four here in Champaign. But were you okay with that seeding?
Sure. Ideally, you like to stay as close as you can. It's not easy to go, further and be in a plane. And we were able to get out pretty early, though, and we got a couple of days of practice and get used to the altitude and whatnot out there. And I always feel strong about our ability to step in and play against anyone out there, and we've shown that we did that this year, and we showed that on last Friday. So ideally you like to stay at home. That's the first order of business. If you can't stay home, you like to be within a bus ride. So it's not ideal, but that's a part of what we do all the time, and the players are used to it, and we had a lot of players, and the seniors on the team were very much used to that. Going back to my first year here in 2017, we had to fly across the country, go to Washington.
Oh, that's right.
And And we knocked off Washington on their home floor, a good Hawaii team first, and then Washington on their home floor as the eighth seed to advance into Penn State. So flew with the other side of the country and almost beat Michigan State to make it to the Elite Eight. So, again, I'm proud with the way the group's running and not as successful as the previous year, you know, based on just the actual Final Four.
Sure.
Finish, but how we're moving and how we're going, and we always talk about either we win or we learn, and we learned a lot this year, and we'll be better for it moving forward.
I like that statement,
Coach. You mentioned the All-Americans you lost in Jordan and Allie, but to be able to sustain that, have the injuries, you're playing top 10 teams all the time in the Big Ten, still make the tournament, the NCAA tournament. How important is that as you're still establishing your program?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Like I mentioned, it's not like we were out there just getting routed by, these really good teams. We're, lost in five at Wisconsin, two tight matches with Minnesota, both went four sets, up two sets to one at Penn State,
right.
To swing to win it, and Penn State makes an amazing play to stay in the game. They end up winning in five. I think we only got swept twice the whole season, which I know it's like, hey, we're looking at silver linings here, but to me, that's a big deal.
Still.
We didn't back down from anyone. We always had a response. We always talk about being good with adversity and being, having great responses to these really tough situations. And, for what the team was this year and dealing with the expectations, I think a lot of expectations got put on, and we took a while to figure out how to handle those.
Right.
And, like I said, with the lineup change, it's not always easy either. But, again, just for what the year was, I'm proud of them. And like I said, in the moments that we fell a little bit short, we learned a lot. And that's what we're going through right now. When we've been in the office 8 a.m. every day trying to hash this out and say, hey, what could we have done better? And how do we keep moving forward? And how do we learn from these experiences and get better as a unit?
Jacqueline Quaid is going to lead your program as one of the most accomplished volleyball players ever in the program, the most accomplished on this campus the last couple of years. How good is she, and just what can you say about her career?
Yeah, she's been great. All the seniors have been great, but in terms of performance level, she's developed into, when I first got here, she was only playing three rotations, and her passing or ball control wasn't as good as you'd like it to be in that position. And as the year's gone on, she's just kept improving. Last year, I think, was a great year for her, and this year, everyone knows the ball's going to her.
Right.
So her hitting percentage may not have been quite as high, or efficiency not have been quite as high, but she still found a way to get kills in tough moments, and she was still our go-to hitter, and still was second or third in conference in kills per set, which is a big deal. And her serve really came a long way, especially this year. I think she was second in aces in conference, and you never like to lose any production like that, but
no.
Everyone has their time here, and it's her time, and she's actually graduating tomorrow, I believe, and she's going to head out to UCLA and play beach volleyball for them.
Wow.
To finish her fifth year of eligibility.
What a terrible thing she is.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Is head out and play beach volleyball on the beach. Good for her. That's awesome. Visiting with Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach. Follow him on Twitter, at Coach Thomas, T-A-M-A-S. You said you've been in at 8 a.m., and you've been trying to figure out what went wrong. Now that you kind of have been through the season, I did you do that? And I'm sure you did, but even after going to the championship match and, playing for a national title, and what is the difference then coming back after that to your office as opposed to like this year coming back after losing in the first round? Is it still the same checks and balances, figuring out where we got to get better, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, you do that as the season goes on in general, and you're trying to, hey, how did this team pick us apart this weekend, and what do we need to put the focus on and all that sort of thing. But I think this is, the stuff we're talking about now is more big picture stuff. Where could we have been better over the course of the year? Hey, after last year, I was just talking with someone about this. After last year, not 10 days later, I was at a coaching clinic and you kind of go on the promotion tour of your program because you just had a great year and you get out there in front of people and being able to do that. And then we had, I think we had a good spring with a lot of competition in our gym I thought all went fine. We just played a really tough conference. And then, like I said, we got it was tough just to, go through that with the injuries and everything else. It's not that I'm not comfortable throwing in a bunch of people out there, but it's really tough to work on a specific aspect.
Amen.
If you're always getting those changes in and out. So I think we can stay a little healthier in the future. I like a lot of things that we're doing, and we're just trying to tighten up the ship and Every group's going to be different. You're going to have different leadership. You're going to have different ebbs and flow of how, you know, the players operate together, and it's still about getting them to produce as one unit. So we can talk about Jack, and we can talk about specific, you know, you go back to Jordan, Alley, Brandy.
Sure.
You know, you're going to have those players in your program. That's great, but we need to keep moving forward as a group and keep building our identity as Illinois volleyball, you know, as what we're about. And, you know, we want to be the team that no one wants to see us in the tournament. You know, no one wants to see us in their bracket because they know that we can bring it. And, you know, we get that winner conference, and we've proven that we can do that in the tournament too. So it's just about keep harping on those messages and getting better for it moving forward.
You say identity, and I know a lot of coaches talk about that. What would you describe, you think, as your identity as a coach that your program wants? Is it for the layman? Is it we want to be that power team that, you know, up at the net we're hammering balls down at you? Is it where we want to keep points alive? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a volleyball expert here.
Yeah,
so in
sure.
terms of identifying an identity that you like, what would you say that you strive for and try to be as a program?
Well, I think in terms, you always want to be tough. You always want to be
right.
a team that's tough to beat. You know, again, you're going to have that with the conference. You can't beat that enough.
No.
I mean, you over the course of the year, you got seven teams consistently in the top 25, and then you got to do it on the road, and you're getting teams that are getting better and you know, good coaches, and your match against the 13th place team in conference is going five. I mean, it happens. It's just how good the league is. And, you know, so the identity for us is that we need to be resilient in those moments. We need to be tough in those moments, but, you know, we also have to be adaptable. There's lots of different styles of play out there. And, you know, obviously we want to be known for being really good fundamentally. You have to be good from the service line. You have to be good with passing. That helps. You know, your first contacts go a long way. So we need to be a great first contact team. And then, we have to be able to change, you know, as the team is maybe doing something to us, you know, either whether that's the mental switch within our own group or, hey, you're not getting the job done. I need someone else to go in. And we did it against Utah. We had a matchup that we're like, okay, we like this matchup a little bit better. And we flipped it. And it worked. It worked until it didn't. So, unfortunately, but yeah, it's one of those things that we always have to be comfortable, you know, in those moments, in those situations. And I think that's the tougher part about our level. You know, you look at football, look at basketball, any of the sports out here on campus. It's those are the difference makers. We all have talented kids, and they're all great kids. You know, student athletes, they're all great, but it gets down to that mental edge and that mental piece, and that's the hardest thing to do, really, is keep tapping into that and you know, keep moving forward even when it doesn't feel that good. And
right.
These kids care a lot about what they do, and they really want to do well. We have, you know, we're so blessed to be in Huff and have 3,000-4,000 people at our matches, and sometimes it gets tough to perform in some of those arenas. But hey, that's what we signed up to do, and we keep teaching them about how to deal with those situations and keep moving forward from there.
Excited to be joined by Chris Thomas, Illini women's volleyball coach, here live at Game Day Spirit on Neal Street. I'm going to ask about Diana Brown. How big was that for her to make all-freshman team? She redshirted last year. Got to learn from Jordan. How big of a piece will she be for you going forward?
Yeah, she's good. She's a great first year, and it's not, like I said, it's not easy for freshmen to come in and do that, and they don't like it when I say that, but it's true. It's like you don't know what you don't know until you're actually in it. And for her and Kennedy Collins also, I thought was very worthy to be in all freshman consideration. She played middle for us all year, but yeah, you know, you're looking at, you know, your setter's equivalent to your quarterback, point guard, and that's a huge position for us. We have, you know, three talented setters on the roster.
No doubt.
So we always, you know, we want to be good about, you know, she had a great year, and she gets the chance to earn it again next year, and we keep moving forward there. But, yeah, you need a great first year for her, and I think it helped being around for a year to watch Jordan do her thing, and she continues to grow as we move along here. And you know, we win another winner in spring to train and keep going forward, like I mentioned.
Saw that Jordan Poulter was named co-most improved player for USA Women's Volleyball. Can you explain the process of after playing it in college, those that get the opportunities? I know you played some USA volleyball as well. What is that like for players?
Yeah, so when you finish college, you have a couple options. One is like Jackie's doing and go play beach. You're starting to see that more and more. The other option is to go play pro, and you just usually go over to any country really
right.
has a league. Every country but the United States
That's
pretty
weird.
Much has a league, yeah. It has to do with TV and all that stuff,
okay.
too, and
yeah.
sponsorship and,
yep.
you know, how much that you have to travel. If you can have a 12-team league in Italy and you're traveling within 45 minutes,
good
and
point.
You're not going that far.
That's
so,
fair.
Anyway, so you can go play over. So she's playing in Italy right now.
Okay.
Jordan's playing in Italy. Allie's playing in France. So it's, you know, Michelle Bartsch, I think, plays in China this year. Nyan Crittenden's playing in Switzerland. So you've got some alums that are playing, playing out there. So you go play pro, and then, you know, if they like what you do from the collegiate standpoint, and, you know, the USA tries to do a good job of keeping people in their pipeline, and if you show promise in those, you know, in the big arenas, that's what they want. And I think, you know, you look at Jordan's 2018 performance, it was
incredible.
Very incredible, impressive, you know, one of the best I've seen. And, you know, and she had previous pipeline with USA, and then she goes to USA after that, you know, and trains full time with them.
Sure.
And she does great then. I wasn't surprised.
No.
And I actually talked with their head coach about that 2 years ago. So her junior year, I was like, hey, this is a special kid, and you need to take a look at her and make sure she's high on your list, because this kid's got it. And like you said, we've been in that environment. I'd been in that environment for a handful of years. My wife was Olympian.
Yep.
So we know what
How
that,
cool.
we know what it takes to get there. Yeah, I'm the bad one in the family.
I was going to say, well, what's that like? You know, and then this is Chris.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much.
He coaches Illinois, but yeah. he hasn't really done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I get, of course. Coach Thomas, when you mentioned playing beach volleyball in California, I don't need specifics or girls or your kids that go over and play overseas. Is it pretty good money? Can they make pretty good money doing that?
It depends what you're doing. So if you're on the USA roster and or you just had a, you know, and it depends what position you're into.
Oh, okay.
It tends to be by position is usually more what you look at. So your top level payments are usually to outside hitters who score a lot of points.
They're the left tackles of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, pretty much. Setters usually don't command that much.
Right.
And it really depends on what league you're looking at,
sure.
too. The variance, it can be quite high. I joke with them from time to time. You know, they get stipend checks here for cost of attendance. I said, you guys made more now than I made when I played my first 2 years of pro. So it's just what it is. But if you get up there and you're top-level player, you're talking about if you're one of the top 10 in the world, you're probably making between $1 million and $2 million a year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and a basic, you know, if you're just coming out of college with a pretty good resume, you can get to six figures,
okay.
probably somewhere high five, low six figures if you're, depending how good you were.
So. Yeah, I think a lot of fans see football and they see basketball. And they
yeah,
see,
it's definitely not there.
They see baseball,
we're
right? And they understand kind of they understand the concept of all those sports of what you got to do to get where you got to go. But like a volleyball and stuff like that, even golf. You know, you've seen a lot of alumni
sure.
from Illinois go to Q school or just succeed. So it's interesting to me how that develops and how it plays out.
Yeah, it's something I've always appreciated about the sport is that it's still a very humble sport. It's a lot of, you know, friends that I've had for a long time.
Right.
Grew up playing on the beach. You're paying out of pocket. You know, it's playing men's volleyball player. There's no scholarship money in men's volleyball. So, you know, I'm still paying off student loans. It's the people that stay in it really do have a love of the game. And, I think that's what I appreciate most is just how passionate these players are about being in this and the coaching world who I played with or played,
yeah.
but been around for a long time. We know we've been doing this, because we loved doing
yeah.
it. So
I remember in college, all 6'1", 150 of me, I loved playing volleyball. I mean, loved it. Now, we didn't have it at my small school. I know some high schools maybe have men's volleyball, but why can't that be a sport? I mean, as exciting as volleyball is, and it's incredible to go watch this your team play. I mean, it is sheer entertainment for two or three
sure.
hours.
Yeah.
And on the men's side, I would assume it'd be the same. It'd be similar in terms of the excitement level with the Karch Karais and stuff
yeah,
of the world
yeah.
and the Chris Thomases of the world. But is it more of a Title IX issue, or is it more of – is it just too hard to just spring something like that and start it?
Yeah, well, first of all, that's the first time me and Karch have been put in the same category, so I appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, I think at the collegiate level, you're looking at a Title IX issue.
Yeah.
You know, I my program, University of the Pacific, got cut 5 years ago,
wow.
6 years ago for that reason. And they moved to the WCC, added men's soccer, something had to give.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a big part of it. But, you know, for what it is, and, you know, I don't know how many Division I programs there are anymore, but it's not many.
No.
It's much like men's gymnastics is,
right.
And
right.
There's not a ton of opportunity, but the sport is still growing, actually, especially now with all the concussion stuff coming through football. People are looking to still add men's sports. Volleyball's come up in a variety of states.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That's a great sport. It's a sport that you can play for a long time. I used to go to Open Nationals all the time, and there's the 75 and over Masters division. And,
really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch. I mean, they don't move very, you know.
But they know where they're going.
But they know what they're doing. Yeah,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So it's a great sport. You can play it for a lifetime. You can play beach volleyball. I used to grow up on East Beach playing next to Karch's dad and Laszlo and I saw some really great players come through, and it really sparked my interest in the sport and kept me, oh man, this is a cool sport. Get to be outside,
awesome.
Getting after it, and then I fell in love more with the team aspect of not that the beach isn't, you're just one, you know, it's like playing doubles obviously, but with the team concept of six indoor volleyball.
Yeah. So. Beach volleyball, I'd have to go shirts. I'm not going skins.
I'd recommend that. Yeah.
Pullover. Yeah. I'm doing pullover and everything. Well, is that guy cold? No, he's big.
Well, it's a workout. You go play for a week. You'll shed some LBs out there.
I need to get that.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you real quick about circling back to your team and the Big Ten in general. And it's because I start thinking about like where you grew up, where you played out in the West Coast, and why is the Big Ten so good?
Well, I think one, they put the resources into it. You got Big Ten television, you've got ADs who are, you know, putting it as a prominent sport. You got the fans who show up.
Yeah. People love it.
I mean, we're if you look at the top 10, attendances across the country, I think we hold 8 of them. And, you know, good players want to play in those environments.
That's great.
And, you know, back when I grew up in college, it was the Big West was the big dog. And then once the bigger conferences started adding television networks and putting it on TV, then it just became more prominent out. And I think Big Ten was always good.
But, sure.
To see the level that you're seeing now, where, like I said, you're getting 5-6 teams in the Sweet 16, you're seeing two, you know, in the Final Four. You're going to have to go through another Big Ten team to get, probably like last year, we had to go back through Wisconsin to get to the Final Four, or you're going to have to beat another, you know, team. And then we play Nebraska.
And Minnesota gets upset last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, you would have had three Big Ten teams you should have had.
Yep. Yep.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's money, resources, you know, bringing in, you know, I'm able to bring in tons of great coaches and, you know, good players want to do that. And then it becomes a really fantastic game when you're playing good volleyball. You know, we talk about it from that sporting standpoint for a lot of it. It's like, what do we do in the preseason? You know, not a lot of people want to see you play, whatever team they want to see us battle. And this is something we talk about. It's like, well, we get back and forth because we battle each other all year. So only 7 or 8 teams end up going to the tournament because, you know, you get beat up in the Big Ten.
Amen.
And your resume doesn't look that great if you're 6-14 in conference. But the reality is you're a pretty freaking good team if you're 6-14 in conference. So it's
so true.
Yeah, it's just part of being, again, what we signed up for, and you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the toughest part for our sport, is we have to continue to push the envelope of how we keep opening up the sport to the masses.
Sure.
And not just get so insular about what we're doing. I'm not saying we are right now. I'm just saying I think there's another notch that volleyball can pick up too. And that's for us to figure out as coaches and through our AVCA board and all that. But we keep pushing limits, and we want to get volleyball to the masses. It's a great sport, great team sport, and it's played all over the country, all over the world. And so the more we can get out there, the better.
I could sit here all day and ask you questions, but we've already held you too long, and I appreciate you coming out, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Next year, I mean, it's going to be another fun season, I assume.
Next year, hopefully we'll be playing at this time.
But, right. You're not going to be joining us next year until later.
It's always a great season. If you've never seen us play before, I highly recommend coming out at least for a game and checking us out. It's a fast-paced sport. And, you know, it's high flying. It's dynamic.
It's awesome.
It's great. So I really do enjoy what I do, and, just blessed to be able to do it and blessed to be working with great people here at the university. And, Illinois athletics has something special. Not because of me. It's just what they're helping us out with. And
sure.
The resources, like I said, they put into us, and just thoroughly enjoy working here. So,
Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. That is Coach Thomas joining us live here at Game Day Spirit. We kept him too long. He's like, hey, I got stuff to do, man. I got to get out of here. But we do appreciate Coach joining us, and follow him on Twitter at Coach Thomas. That's at Coach Thomas. And Derek, he speaks to it. 16-14 last year, 11-9 in the conference, and you make the tournament, right? I mean, now if Illinois basketball goes 16-14, I don't think you're making the tournament, right? So that shows you just how tough the Big Ten is, and when you can put together some resume-building wins like they do every year,
yeah,
his program, then you're going to do some things, and you're going to get to the tournament.
Absolutely. You just look at the top 15, and they have probably five or six that you can point to, and
it's crazy.
Look at their schedule, and it seems like every other one is a top five, top 10 team that they're playing. So that program has been exceptional the last couple of years.
And awesome.
He's done the 3 years he's been here. It'll be interesting to see how you replace three All-Americans in 2 years.
No doubt.
But it's a challenge I'm sure they'll be up to.
Yep. And of course, they were rewarded last year, of course, getting all the way to the championship match, being up in that championship match. And then, that's still a stinger. And I know for Coach, I'm sure I can't imagine what that's like. Try to get over that. We talk about it all the time. All right, McLean Stahl, he's here at Game Day Spirit. He's going to join us when we come back from break. We'll talk some Illinois-Michigan. Do a little drive time. Got Mettler mix-up. Big one tonight, Illinois and Michigan. So when we come back, we'll visit with McLean, and then we'll get right to it. And, Derek, I'm anxious to get your thoughts on – I know we talked about yesterday, is it a must-win for Illinois? But I'm anxious to get your thoughts on how Illinois is going to stop – a team like Michigan who just fires from deep, and that's what they do, and they do it well, and they do it well every year, it seems like. All right, if you want to find us on Twitter, you can do that. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tanepiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at espncu.com. Watch us live on YouTube. Well, not today.
No.
But you can come out to
Game
Day Spirit.
You can watch
Neil
Trevor.
Street.
Yeah, Trevor's there.
See us live in person.
Yeah. Yeah, not the Green Street location, but you're more than welcome to go there and buy stuff. But if you want to see us, we're here on the Neil Street location, which is awesome. I always love coming in here and seeing all the new gear. I'm seeing a couple sweater vests. I'm like that age where I don't even know if you call them sweater vests, but I love that look, man. I got to get one of those.
The quarter zip?
Yeah, the quarter zip.
Those are nice.
I call them sweater vests because I'm old. But those are stinking nice. I mean, that looks good, like with a nice shirt underneath. That looks really, really sharp. So we'll talk about that as we go along.
Some bowl gear as well.
Oh, yeah, and bowl gear. That's what we'll do with McLean next, I promise. All right, Hans is here. Alec is here. We appreciate those guys coming out and joining us. Really appreciate Chris Thomas taking the time to do that. We are live at Game Day Spirit. We'll be here until 6 o'clock, and we are back. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The smartest way to do your homework. SK Exteriors. Fencing, roofing, siding, and more. Decks and sunrooms, windows, doors. SK's a sure bet.
License number 10405412.
Tis the season of giving. With Busey's mobile app, give yourself peace of mind and simplify your financial life. Deposit checks, transfer funds, check balances, and pay bills wherever you are this holiday season. Visit BC.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
36 countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. This holiday season, discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. And your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 Villages, your fair trade retailer for over 30 years. 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign. Shop local with global impact. Visit 10,000 Villages. It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Belize, how are we back already?
You know, it's in my contract. I get to mingle with people for like 5 minutes. Why are we back, Trevor? Trevor.
Oh, you actually want me to talk?
Oh, yeah, I'm actually... I'm just kidding you.
Well, you said we had to get to McLean, and we were running late, so I had to adjust.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe don't talk as long to Chris Thomas, and I won't have to do that.
I had just gotten into my role of mingling with people, and then I'm like, well, wait a minute, I got to come back. I hear this. All right, Trevor's back in the studio. Thanks again for everything you do, Trevor. We always appreciate that. You know that. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. McLean Stahl is with us. Game Day Spirit live on location. How did your stadium sale go? Oh, I didn't turn you on. That's my fault. All right, go now.
Stadium sale went awesome. Really want to thank everybody that came out. You know, it's such a great event for the Champaign-Urbana area. You know, at the end of the day, everybody that comes is a huge Illini fan. So you're just around with like-minded people the entire day. And, you know, we love giving them the opportunity to get some, like, really awesome product.
Yes.
At, like, very low cost. So it was awesome.
Game Day Spirit, Derek, I've said it for years, is the store that if I won the lottery and just I could just go crazy, or somebody said, all right, I'm going to give you $5,000 on a credit card and you can spend it at one store, this is where I'd be. Seriously, it's either here or Tommy Bahama, but I think I'm coming here. Because, I mean, there is literally something for every facet of your life. Like, if you dress up, you got stuff for that. If you want to wear some sweats at night and relax, if you want a T-shirt, if you want a jersey, If you're cold and need a pullover, I mean, you guys have every basis of life covered.
Exactly, and we got Tommy Bahama in stock, actually.
Oh, that's
so
right.
It should be just like a 100% Game Day
One stop shop for you.
Boom. Love Tommy Bahama. That's a good call.
You can also get bowl gear.
Yes.
Which you guys have, and I want to just shut up and listen to what you got.
Yeah, so.
shut up and listen.
Exactly. So right now we got our hoodies in stock right now. Tomorrow we will get the rest of our T-shirts. We got four styles, one hoodie, two tees, and then a long sleeve T-shirt as well. Starting at $25 for the tees and up. Really awesome design. You know, I really love the headbutt. We call it the headbutt design, where it's like our helmet versus Cal's helmet on a football field. It's just, it's an awesome look, and so nice to, you know, have this back in the Champaign-Urbana.
I'm going to go look at that. They didn't put Cal State on it, did they?
They did not.
What was that?
I don't know. I didn't see who did that, but I'm glad we're not carrying that.
No, that was a big mix-up there. So with the bowl material stuff, you guys find that out pretty quick. How much do you guys play into that? Or is it just, here's what it kind of is, and everybody's going to kind of go with it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's kind of something that is predetermined. And
fair enough.
We just roll with the punches and do what we can with it.
I love it. Well, Game Day Spirit, both locations. You get a little break now. You're not having every game down in you guys do stuff, though, at State Farm Center. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have I'm not called a cubicle. It's not a cubicle, but there's areas. How many do you have at State Farm Center?
We have three.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got three little areas that we sell merchandise in,
yep.
Just like we do at Grange Grove or in the West and East Halls at Memorial Stadium. It's nice because it's inside, and, you know, you're not sitting outside in Grange Grove all day with the wind blowing at you. But, yeah, so it's nice because we still do stuff with basketball. Actually giving away two pairs of tickets, or one pair of tickets, two tickets to tonight's Michigan game here.
Oh, really?
So if you're listening, feel free to come in. Purchase necessary to enter, and you guys will pick the winner.
You got to do a cartwheel.
Yep.
You got to walk in and do a cartwheel.
I don't know if that's necessary. But anyway,
we don't want to cause injuries,
no,
do we?
No, not in here. So if you want to walk in and get two tickets, feel free to come into our Neal Street store.
That is awesome. You know what? The first person that comes in and says hi to Hans, D, the man, that you get two tickets to the Illinois-Michigan game. How about that?
Ooh. It's got to be fair. You got to enter.
Okay. Well, that's true. That's true. They got to come in and enter, and then you're going to pick it. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so you got until 6 to come in, enter, and then we'll do the drawing what time?
We can do it right whenever works for you guys, right before 6. Right
okay.
Before we cut it
yeah,
off.
Let's do that. Okay, mm-hmm. So come in, enter here at the Neal Street location, only here at Neal Street location, mm-hmm. not down on Green Street, and then you'll have a chance to win two tickets for the Illinois-Michigan game tonight. That's a big game, man. That's going to be fun. I was going to ask you that. At your location at State Farm Center, how much you guys have not as much as you would at Grange Grove, but in each little location, you've got pom-poms. I mean, you've got all the basic things you need just for that game, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got merchandise, clothing like we do just out in Grange Grove, but we also have a lot of novelties, you know, kid-centered. You know,
exactly.
We got basketballs, pom-poms, all that kind of a bunch of fun stuff for kids
yeah.
as well.
Well, you buy the little basketball, and then you get it signed.
Exactly.
Get it signed by the guys mm-hmm. after the game, which is perfect. All right, McLean Stahl, thank you, sir. We're going to we'll visit with you again next hour, get caught up on the bowl game apparel, and, of course, come in and sign up. Come in and register for a chance to win a couple of tickets to tonight, Illinois-Michigan. We'll probably do that drawing about 5:45, maybe our last segment, so we'll do that. All right, McLean, thank you, sir. The pride of Monticello, we always like that. Red Box Bowl shirt designs, they are out. That was weird that... And it wasn't Game Day Spirit that did this, but it was somebody that
I think it was the Red Box
put together a graphic and it said Cal State. That's not good.
I did see that. I also saw a shirt that had like the houses from Full House.
Oh my.
Same shirt?
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh, they're just
cuz they're showing like San Francisco
yeah.
housing, but the game's in Santa Clara, which is like 30 miles from San Francisco, I think.
Cool. I just don't want Uncle Jesse's house on my shirt.
I get that. I totally understand that. All right, Lante, Derek Piper, live here at Game Day Spirit. Let's talk, Derek, some Illinois-Michigan. Let's talk a little bit about it, and then we'll take a break and talk some more. The importance, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, the importance of this game for Illinois is?
I said yesterday probably as close to a must-win as you can get in the middle of December. It would be an overreaction to say the season's over if you lose this game.
Right.
But you need to make up for the loss against Miami, knowing that you don't have really another opportunity for a quality, big-time quality win in the non-conference and how tough your schedule is starting up Big Ten playing in January. And you look at teams around the league are taking care of business at home.
Yes, they are.
In conference play so far, I know it's only a couple of days old, but 8 games and all 8 home teams have won.
Wow.
So you kind of got to keep that standard up and take care of business on your home floor.
Way to scare me now with that stat. You're going to scare me now because now Illinois.
Well, actually, what's funny is the Vegas line has moved.
Has
I think
it really?
For that very reason, Illinois is a favorite tonight.
Are they really?
Point or point and a half.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Well, we'll see what happens, I guess. With that. I don't know. I don't know why they couldn't beat Michigan. What did you take about that Penn State win at home against Maryland? Do you take it as Illinois still blew their chance, which obviously
they did,
yeah. or do we take it as maybe Maryland's not quite as good as we thought?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think Maryland was obviously due for a loss. They're not... They didn't play like a top five team here in the last couple of games, especially offensively. And when guys like Aaron Wiggins and I'm blanking on the other guy's name in the backcourt.
Ayala.
They're not hitting threes.
No.
Their offense just isn't getting it done with just Cowan and Smith. And then, once again, Penn State's a decent squad with Lamar Stevens, Mike Watkins, Jamari Wheeler. And when you're playing, again, on a home floor in the Big Ten, there's no givens. Indiana blew out Florida State on their home court, and then go to Wisconsin, lose by 20.
That's weird.
And now Rutgers.
Then they beat UConn.
Yeah, and now Rutgers is the favorite at home tonight against Wisconsin. It's just how the league's working.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's going to be. You know, it was funny when we talked to Jamal Walker yesterday, and I said I'll raise my hand because I thought coming in that the Big Ten was not going to be as strong this year. And not even comparing to other years, I just didn't think it'd be that strong of a conference. But holy, I don't know.
Yeah, we talked about, well, now maybe it's, what, a six-bid league?
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like that right now.
It just
looks like a lot of depth from maybe 1 through 8.
What are the easy wins? Northwestern?
Northwestern, Nebraska.
That's it. Probably.
I don't know if I'd categorize Rutgers as easy. A should-be win, for sure.
Should-be win, but probably...
Easy on maybe on your home floor, but then again, if you're Illinois, are there easy wins?
Go on the road, you never know. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about Illinois trying to get that identity. We talked to Coach Thomas, the volleyball coach, about his identity as a program. I think one of the identities you should have is winning at home, right?
Absolutely.
Set the precedence that... One of the things we're going to do this year is we're not going to let anybody come into our house and win. Even Chris's team, even Coach Thomas's team, they only went 7-5 at home, and I'm sure he'd love to change that to get a little bit better. So I'm going to talk to you about what Illinois needs to do to get that home court advantage back. I mean, you know, there's only so much the fans can do, but it's a matter of just coming out, getting it done at home, and we can elaborate about that. In the next hour, I want to ask you about what are we focusing on Michigan. So people going to the game tonight, what are they going to see from this Michigan team? We know they shoot threes. What else can they do at a high level? We'll visit about that as we go along. All right, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. Trevor, if we get any texts back there, just pop in. If we get any questions, in other words, on the text line, just pop in and fire those out, and Derek and I can answer those for sure at 359-2255. And if you want to call in, you can at 359-2255. Take a break. Live at Game Day Spirit here on Neil and Kirby is where we're at. If you come out before 6, you can register to win a pair of tickets for the Illinois-Michigan game tonight. So Game Day Spirit's going to set you up with 2 tickets for the game tonight. So make sure you get down to the Neil and Kirby location and sign up for that. It is The Drive.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the #1 brand in male enhancement. Just take 1 capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to 7-Eleven and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Hey, Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Lovie Smith and your football team are bowl-bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for a great gift for the Illinois football fan in your life or just looking for a celebratory bowl t-shirt, Game Day Spirit is the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. And go Illini!
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Wow, Mommy, those are beautiful.
They sure are, Bugs. Daddy knew my birthday was coming up and sent me flowers.
That's nice, Mommy. When I get married, I want to send my wife flowers, too.
And you can. You'll just need to call the Blossom Basket florist.
No matter how young or old, flowers from the Blossom Basket are perfect for any occasion. Call 367-ROSE for the Blossom Basket in Champaign and Urbana.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket florist.
The holidays are here, along with the shopping, parties, and present wrapping, too. Leave your littles to the staff at Logic Kids Camp. And looking for gift ideas for parents on your list? Give the gift of uniquely flexible child care with a Kids Camp gift card. Available Monday through Thursday until 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday until 10 p.m. Stop in for details. Located inside Logic Everyday Community on the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Struggling with gift ideas? Who doesn't need more tools? Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get professional quality power torque tool sets on sale now starting at just $19.99. You can even order online and pick it up at your nearest O'Reilly store on your way home. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
People ask, well, what would the teammates, you know, would they be mad at him? He wanted to play. Again, he wanted to play.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
The team is the one that said, no, we think we don't want you actually, not only not play, we don't want you around the other players, you know, we don't want anybody else catching the flu. So he wanted to play. So if I'm one of his teammates, well, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't bug me.
If you show up and handle your business, it is amazing what you can look at as a teammate and say, well, yeah, who cares? Like, if Le'Veon Bell, let's put it this way. If Le'Veon Bell was one way before this, he is still one way after this. Like, nothing changed with this action here. I mean, I had teammates used to go out and party on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Like, and as long as you showed up and were able to do your job in the next coming days and on game day, guess who didn't care? This guy.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
What did you buy Tasha for Christmas?
Cookbook.
Oh, fumble.
What do I do?
JCPenney's got you covered.
Your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Get up to 80% off fine jewelry red bow deals. Or JCPenney rewards members get your choice of a diamond pendant, studs, or ring for $25 each. JCPenney. Offers valid 12/12 to 12/14. $25 diamond jewelry excluded from coupons and rewards. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for coupons and details.
The Fighting Illini are taking on California in the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, California. And Pia's, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel giving you a chance to win a free trip for two to the game. That's right. You can win a trip for two to Santa Clara plus a year's worth of coffee from Duncan valued at $500. Be listening Monday, December 16th. Find out if you're our big winner. Don't miss this special opportunity to watch the Illini go bowling in an NFL stadium in beautiful, sunny California. Brought to you by Pia's, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel. It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hello. It is The Drive. ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante. Derek Piper, my intros into each segment have been rather weak today, Derek.
One, I haven't noticed.
I was ripping on Trevor on one. Yeah. This one, I just said hello.
Goodness gracious.
Right. Hello.
Goodness gracious. Thank you, John Gross. Hey, Jamal Walker joined us yesterday. Next hour, you'll hear from him. We asked him about this Michigan game. We'll break down that. Also, next hour, I want to ask Derek, who's performing on this Illinois team above expectations, at kind of where we thought and below expectations? I know a lot of you could probably follow the bouncing ball on that one and follow along, but we won't just answer yes, below, yes, above. We'll talk about how they can get either back to above or stay at above or, you know, avoid being below expectations. And I also want to ask you about that late game execution. We got a couple minutes here, and I wanted to talk a little football real quick. Today it came down on Twitter, the news that Cooper Davis, a strong side defensive end, according to 24/7, a defensive lineman basically from Melbourne, Florida, a three-star, has decommitted from Missouri, but that's not just the news. He also then flipped and committed to the University of Illinois. We were looking at his picture. He's 6'5", 245. defensive end, wiry kind of guy, Derek. Probably a guy that is one of those you bring in for depth early and then get some size on him, and hopefully by his sophomore, junior year, he's starting to contribute.
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime you're stealing one from Mizzou or just a Power 5 program in general, you know that you need to bolster the depth in the defensive line with what you're losing, Jamal Milan, and all throughout there. So next wave of bringing in talent on the defensive line is important.
Very important. How big do you think it could be with Missouri switching coaches right now? Because right now St. Louis is a hotbed for football recruiting.
Right.
Illinois has had their fair share of recruits that have come in, but how, you know, thanks to Corey Patterson essentially, but how much do you think they could really aid from this coaching change right now and when it happened?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I know Jalen St. John was a former target. I don't know that Illinois is going after him now, though, so that'll be interesting. But in general, Illinois still hotly pursuing Antonio Johnson, Antonio Doyle from the St. Louis area. Now maybe Mizzou's not a player.
Boy, Doyle could be huge.
Yeah.
After you just added Shamon Cooper, if you can get a guy like Doyle, you're talking about those two guys, when they're sophomores, juniors, seniors, they could be your linebacking core. And that's a pretty good core, Derek, if you got those. And we see what happened this year when you've got the linebackers that Illinois had. Makes a big difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Huge difference.
Yeah. You know, playing in your front seven, Daly Harding just led the Big Ten in tackles. So obviously when you have playmakers at that position, you can take a big step forward as a defense.
That'd be big. Illinois, and we'll see. We'll kind of monitor that as we go along, because Illinois and, of course, Corey Patterson, the big reason, but they've got a good little foothold there in the St. Louis area and doing well with regards to that. So we'll see if any of those other guys maybe flip that were committed to Mizzou. I think Cooper Davis also had Nebraska and Purdue as among a couple other teams until he chose Missouri. And
from
then ultimately,
an area in Florida where Hans's family is located.
Yeah.
Maybe that had a pull.
Hans, did you have anything to do with that? He did. Okay. See, are you a graduate of Illinois yet, though? Because I don't know if that'd be a violation yet, but I don't know.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so we better keep that on the down low. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little Illinois basketball versus Michigan. Get you ready for the game tonight. 8 o'clock. I'm going to have to get some energy, Steph, for that one. We are live at Game Day Spirit, Neil and Kirby, and we're back. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.